Zvachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph 4:1. It's the last Perek talking about the Machshavos Apostolos, thoughts that can make a offering invalid. The back story of this first Mishnah here is that when it comes to offerings, different offerings have different requirements regarding the blood application on the altar. There are those which have four applications, those which have two, and those which just have one. Namely, the Chatas has four applications on the four corners. The other main korbanos, meaning the Ola, the Asham, the Shlamim, and the Toda, have what's called two that are four, meaning there's two applications on the two corners, the northeast and then southwest corner, which reaches all four walls, but it's two applications. And then the, I'll call them lesser korbanos, which are the Maaser, the Bechor, and the Pesach, has just a single application, as long as it's above the Yesod, below the red line, it's good. So, that's true l'charchila, but b'di eved, as soon as blood makes it to the Mizbeach in the proper place, it affects the Ritzui, Kaparet, it's good. The person has fulfilled his obligation with the first application. So even though there's supposed to be, let's say for an Ola, you're supposed to do Shnayim Shem Arba. First you apply in the northeast and then the southwest corner. If, let's say, between the northeast corner and you're walking to the southwest, you, the Kohen, drop the blood, you can't apply it. Okay, it doesn't matter. But the evidence, okay, you're Yotzi because blood made it Mizbeach, and then that's all good. Okay. We'll see in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai have a small disagreement. He says, for technicalities based on a limit of psukim, a more complex limit actually, Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to the chatas, you need to have a minimum of two applications, not just one. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel, one application will do for all eight types of zvachim. Okay, that being the case, our Mishnah is going to say, well, if you have a machshava that's poselis, like you think chutz mano, but you think of it after the first application, meaning you think of it, let's say you did the, you the Kohen did your shlamim, you did in the northeast corner, you applied it properly, then you walk to the southwest corner and you have a machshava to eat the whatever it is, the shlamim, in the improper time and you splash it, still that will not invalidate the korban, because even though you're doing a zrika with a machshava poselos of a chutz lezmano, but it doesn't matter because the korban's already done. It's your yeltsi because it's been offered with the first application. That's the gist of the mission here. Inside the mission says as follows: Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai hold, kol nitanan al hamizbeach achitzon, any korbanos that have to be applied, the blood has to be applied to the outer altar, which is most of them, what we're talking about in general. She'im nasnan matana achas, if you apply even just one application, then kiper, it affects kapara, it's effective. Uvachata shte matanos, when it comes to the chatos, it's a different based on psukim, it needs to have two applications on the at least two of the koronos. Beis Hillel omrim avchatas shenasna matana achas kiper. Beis Hillel say no, one application is all you need ever to affect kapara. Even for a chatas, one application will be enough. B'di'evin lefikach, and therefore, it's going to come out according to Beis Hillel as follows: im nasan esa rishona ke tikna, you apply the first blood application correctly. Vesa shnia lechutz lezmana, and you, while you're doing the second application, you think chutz lezmana thoughts, improper, the offering the emurim or the eating of it will be in the improper time. It doesn't matter. Keep air. The korban is effective, and the person's yotzi, and everything is, you know, the evidence going to be okay. The window is closed for machshavas apostolos to invalidate the korban. Nasa nesa rishonal chutz lezmana, if his thought during the first application there is improper time, in the northeast, let's call it. Vesa shnia chutz lemakoma, and in the second application, he thinks chutz lemakoma. So even though you had two thoughts, and like they're contradictory thoughts, and we established before in there, that if you have two different contradictory thoughts that are both poselos, then it's not pigel, because it has to be pure chutz lezmana. In this case, it would be pigel v'chayv nalav karas, if one would eat from such a korban, he'd be chayv karas. Because why? Because once you did the first application, that's when it counts. If you did it with chutz lezmana thoughts, so then now it's pigel. The second application, what you think there, doesn't have any implication whatsoever, period. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Shita, although it's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, would be not like that. Beis Shammai would say, listen, when it comes to a chatas at least, both of the first two applications count. Li'ikuva, they're essential. And therefore, if your first application was done with chutz lezman and second with chutz lemakoma thoughts, now those two combine, and therefore the offering is not actually pigel. It's certainly pasul, but it's not pigel because it wasn't purely chutz lezman. It had also chutz lemakoma thoughts mixed in as well. In any case, halacha is like the Beis Hillel, which means once the first application of blood happens, for all the korbanos that are offered in the Adam's Beach, discussion's over.